So, hi everybody, this is Benjamin from Sports Tech X. Today I have the pleasure to talk to Emilio from TenCan10. TenCan10 is the sports and well-being growth catalyst by ASICS, so very cool initiative, and I'm looking forward to find out more about it. But first of all, hi Emilio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, looking forward to speak to you today, and we're always kicking off the podcast with a simple question about the person I'm talking to. So why don't you share a bit about some infos about yourself as a person?
Hi, I'm Emilio Rizquez. Actually, I'm Vice President of New Business and Innovation of ASICS. I'm a strange mix of engineer and manager. I've been leading ASICS Spain, ASICS France and Portugal for a while, growing from the third brand to the 18 brand to the third brand. And now what I want is to help use all this knowledge to help other startups to grow.
Yeah, very cool. And sometimes the strange mixes are the best mixes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's speak a bit about your new program, which I find very exciting. Can you describe in, let's say, 2 to 3 sentences what the TenCan10 program is about?
The first thing is to what it means, TenCan10. TenCan10 in Japanese means the tipping point. We want to be the tipping point, the point that startups will start growing. We're a growth catalyst, means that we focus on growth and want to support all other startups in the wellness and sport domain that wants to, let's say, start growing as they need.
Yeah, and I think it's very clever to focus on growth startups because a lot of the programs out there are focusing on other stages of a startup life. And yeah, speaking about other accelerator or incubator programs, what would you say is different with TenCan10 compared to other programs?
The first thing is what you told is what we're focusing is in companies that they have of the MPB that make the first difference and that make us make a program difference. What it means is if you have a program and you want to grow, you need different things. The first thing is you need first a big network of connections that we have, and we want to support our distribution connections, all of these that will help us to have more business. Of course, we will have the normal business support. And second is if you are in the growth phase, you need to know a lot on team building, because normally you will grow from 2, 3, 10 persons to 40 persons. You need to understand that, and we want to support that due to our experience in growing business. We know how to grow teams. And the third and not least, we want to transform the founders and we want to give them new skills, new things. They've been really involved in making happen that MVP, making happen their startup, and we want to help them to go to the next stage.
Yeah, nice setup. Plus, you are in the beautiful city of Barcelona, which is, of course, another advantage of the program, I would say. All right. So you're currently in the phase of looking for startups. The application deadline is end of June, so there are still a couple weeks left. What kind of startups are you specifically looking for?
Okay, the first thing is the domain where we are looking. ASICS means anima sana corpore sano. That in English means a sound mind and a sound body. Then we are looking all startups that fits in this domain. And what it means that we're looking for startups in the wellness and the sport domain, that they bring us a disruptive product with a good team, and they have the MVP, means that they still have some traction, some customers, no need that they have a lot, but they test the product and they want to grow. And that's what we're looking for.
Nice. And what's going to happen in the next couple of months? I already said that the application deadline is coming up. What else is going to happen?
Okay, then the next 2 months, what is going on is this month, we are until the 30th of June, we are looking for applications. During July, we're going to select the startups that are going to join the program. End of July, we're going to have clear which are the startups that are joining. And in September, we start this really nice program that will, from September to December. And in January, what we will do is we will do a demo tour for all Europe, helping them to find even more money.
Yeah, I think that's also a very smart approach, because with many accelerator programs, you see demo days where investors are invited to where the program is. And you're touring through Europe, you said it, to the most interesting, most investor active cities. So you bring the startups to the investors. I think that's a nice twist that you made there. So
yes, in fact, what we are doing is two things. First thing is, of course, we also give them access to our fund, that we have a known fund that it's investing, could invest at the end. But what we think is, if we really want to arrive to the good capital funds, we really want to be close to them. That's why we help startups to arrive to them.
Yeah, and that's, you just mentioned, that's also a unique combination that you have this investment fund.
Yes, we have our own our investment fund that can follow up, and but that's not exclusive. I mean, we are not exclusive. We really want startups to succeed. That means that we're completely open.
Cool. All right. Anything else that we should know about you, about Tenkan10, about Essex that we did not cover?
Yes, I think one important topic is normally some corporate accelerator programs are, let's say, a marketing tool for the corporations. For us, we take it seriously. We decide to make it internal program with the support of external expertise, because we feel and we want that our CEOs, of our brands are really involved. We have a lot of CEOs really focusing and support that. And that makes us a little bit different, because we really want our people to be involved, not the last day, not on the pitch, we really want to support. And if we really want to give these startups the network, the distribution, all our contacts, we really need to be involved. And I think that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. So I like the program very much, and I'm very curious to see which startups make it into the final round. I have one more question. I was wondering if you have a productivity hack which helps you to be more effective at work.
Yes, I will tell use the yin and the yang, the Japanese yin and yang. And I think what it means is there are some moments that you really have to focus to make things happen. Means you have to make the deadlines happen, and some days open and look for creativity and look for new things. Because if you always focus on the deadlines, you never achieve new things. If you always achieve the new things, you never make the deadlines. Then I think you have to have the yin and the yang. And some days focus, make happen thing. And other days be completely open, change your mind, do whatever you do to be open.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. The tricky part is to decide which day is which day, or which is yin, which is yang. But I guess it comes with experience.
I suppose, yes, with a lot of mistakes.
Cool. All right, Emilio, that was it. It was short, very precise, very good. I think we've learned a lot about the program. And yeah, wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.